ABC Radio Australia.
Usually, June would mean the end of the rainy season in Timor-Leste, but unusually long rains have seen a spike in cases of dengue fever. Timor's reported 1,000 cases of dengue and 8 deaths this year. And while the country has no active cases of COVID-19, it is still under a state of emergency to protect against the spread of the virus. As Sophie Rayner reports, that's made the fight against dengue fever more complicated.
It's been an unusually long rainy season in Timor-Leste.
In Dili, because impact of the climate change, normally until June is no more raining. But yesterday, almost municipality, including Dili, is still raining.
That's Timorese health worker João Pinto. In May, Timor-Leste recorded its 1,000th case of dengue fever for the year. While medical experts say it's not an unusually high figure, it's nearly twice the number of cases recorded by the Red Cross this time last year. And it puts additional pressure on a healthcare system already facing the threat of COVID-19.
In Timor-Leste, clinicians in the hospital system are used to dengue. They see it every year and do the best that they can with limited resources to respond, particularly to those severe cases. But it is challenging.
Dr. Joshua Francis is an infectious disease specialist with the Menzies School of Health Research in Darwin. He leads the organisation's Timor-Leste program and was in quarantine after returning from Dili when Pacific Beat spoke with him. He says Timor-Leste's physicians are well equipped to deal with dengue from treating the disease each season, but that COVID-19 adds an extra challenge.
One of the things that's challenging in the context of COVID-19 is just in terms of diagnosis, because you have somebody present with a fever and wonder if it could be COVID-19 or if it could be dengue or something else. And so bearing that in mind, I think, is really important. But really, the challenge of managing severe dengue cases is a challenge that exists for Timor year in, year out, whether there's a global pandemic happening or not.
Timor-Leste's Ministry of Health is responsible for managing dengue. It's funding the local arm of the Red Cross, called CVTL, to fumigate infected houses. The organisation also manages a group of 5,000 volunteers spread across each of the country's 13 municipalities. CVTL President Madalena Suarez says they're training these volunteers to travel door-to-door in villages to educate communities about behaviours that can manage dengue and help stop the spread of COVID-19.
For this, we're not talking not only work on the COVID, but COVID and dengue move together. So the message that the volunteers come to the community, wash your hands, clean your environments. The two messages that we continue to deliver to the community, again, for the COVID, wash your hands, this social distance, blah, blah, blah. And then for the dengue, clean your environment. If we have some like signs of the dengue, you have to direct come to the clinics and then get support.
That in-person visit from the volunteer is important, she says, to identify potential mosquito breeding spots in people's houses.
You know that we have a still poor infrastructure in the town, and then density of the population, and it's difficult for them to manage the sewage system. So this is the problem, that we have a lot of water that's not drowning well, the dirty water. So this is make, the larva, create a lot of larva, and then this is, become a problem of the dengue mosquito.
CVTL volunteers are active in 3,000 villages, spreading messages from government and other official health sources. Its health coordinator, João Pinto, says social distancing rules make educating people more challenging, but it isn't impossible.
Because the one of the big challenges is, second March and May, this is the lockdown. So we have a very difficult to give information, but we have to manage. And we use distance, social distance, but we still doing this. Good time for us, so we can already continue give information door-to-door education, door-to-door information.
Dr. Francis says Timor-Leste has coped well with managing COVID-19. And the country can learn something from the pandemic ahead of the next wet season in terms of testing and tracing for infectious diseases.
probably fair to say that at this point in the global situation, Timor's done so much better than we might have hoped. And that puts Timor in a really strong position. A lot of the reason for that is around the public health response and some of the decisions that have been made by the government of Timor-Leste and the Ministry of Health. Some really good attention to detail in terms of establishing the cases and ongoing active surveillance. And it's interesting because when I put it in those terms and the really good response to COVID-19 that there's been in Timor, the response to other infectious diseases really needs to be the same. And so there's a public health response to dengue that relies on some of the same principles. It's about having the capacity to test and diagnose and so respond to cases, but also to be able to do really good surveillance so that you get an understanding of where the hotspots are and what the epidemic is like from one year to the next, so that the Ministry of Health and the government can respond in the best way possible.
The threat of a second wave of COVID-19 is a real possibility, particularly for Timor-Leste, which shares a land border with Indonesia. But experts believe the response to the dengue outbreak will keep Timor in a good position to manage a second wave if it comes. Here's Dr. Joshua Francis again.
If there were to be concurrent epidemics, large outbreaks of dengue and COVID-19 in a place like Timor-Leste, it would certainly stretch the capacity of the hospital services in terms of the ability to respond to the clinical need. But as we come into June now and mostly out of the wet season, we would expect ordinarily for the dengue epidemic to wane, and there are signs that it's starting to do that already. And so if there is another wave of COVID-19 cases in Timor-Leste over the coming months, I think we can say with some confidence and relief, I suppose, that Timor-Leste has done a really good job of getting through to this point without a large outbreak of COVID-19. And to be able to respond to an outbreak over the next couple of months, I am confident that the health system will be in a stronger position to do that than it was even a couple of months ago.